One of my dear friends is a managing director at a technology company. Having an MD role had always been her ambition, and when she finally snagged this job, she was over the moon. Let me summarize some of her experiences. The strategic projects she was brought on to lead were underfunded or defunded. Budget cuts denied her the ability to hire the staff she needed to meet her organizational objectives. The volume of work she has keeps her completely underwater, but she's not growing professionally. She gets no acknowledgement nor recognition for her contribution. Now in her third year of employment, I asked her if she had considered launching a job search. Although she acknowledged being unhappy and unfulfilled, she said she would wait to see how things evolve. In my journey of professional self-discovery and growth, I've come to realize that stoicism, while admirable, has its limitations. There's a certain resilience in a woman leader that makes you hold on to roles that drain you both emotionally and mentally. Let's explore some of the reasons why you choose to suffer in silence rather than seek change. Find the full transcript and other resources for women leaders at livingwhileleading.com/6. You're listening to Living While Leading with your host, Sharon Ehrlich, where I help women IT executives gain more control over their careers and carve out time to care for themselves and family. Fulfilling the needs of a demanding job can make it difficult to take time to step back and determine whether you're in an unhealthy work situation. However, a delay in assessing your circumstances and not taking action has consequences. It's been well established that a toxic work environment can take a severe toll on your mental and emotional health. It can also diminish your performance and stunt your professional growth. This leads to decreased job satisfaction, which decreases your productivity. It's a vicious cycle. Let's discuss the key signs that your workplace is no longer right for you. The first sign is constant exhaustion. This isn't about the occasional late night or high stress periods that are part of any executive role. This is about the relentless drain that goes beyond physical exhaustion. If your job leaves you consistently emotionally drained, feeling disillusioned and demotivated, it's time to ask yourself whether this role is serving your professional growth and mental stability. Then you have negativity and underappreciation. Criticism and constructive feedback are part of every job. But if you're in an environment where negativity overshadows positivity, and your efforts are perpetually undervalued or unrecognized, take note. This is a red flag that you are experiencing a malignant team or organizational culture. And finally, you have stagnation. Are you caught in a loop of performing non-value-added tasks which don't enhance your skills or advance your career? Stagnation can be a subtle but insidious sign that your job is no longer serving your ambitions. Do any of these resonate with you? You know your job no longer serves you. You secretly envy your friends who enjoy their work and the people they're surrounded with. You yearn for the days when you had leaders and colleagues who respected you and where you worked for an organization that valued your contribution. Despite all these feelings, you continue to endure because you were conditioned to believe that if you tolerate it, if you work harder, you can overcome any adversity. This mantra has served you well in many situations, but there's a critical difference between overcoming challenges that lead to growth and being mired in a situation that stifles your potential and chips away at your well-being. Let's unpack the three main reasons you resist change. The first one is the fear of the unknown. In most cases, the unknown is more disturbing to you than your familiar yet unfulfilling environment. Starting anew can mean stepping out of your comfort zone to face the uncertainty of putting yourself out there to look for a new challenge. This fear can be paralyzing, making you choose the devil you know over the uncertainty you don't. The second reason is financial security. The security that comes with a steady paycheck can make you think twice before quitting a stable job. The possibility of financial stability during the transition period can be unsettling and is a major deterrent for most women. Then thirdly, you have societal expectations and self-doubt. The societal pressure to put on your big girl pants and stick it out, coupled with your internalized self-doubt, can trap you in an unhealthy job. Your fear of being labeled a quitter is palatable. You've been conditioned to believe that leaving equates to personal failure or defeat. You rationalize that your situation could be worse and that you have no right to complain. In many cases, you believe you don't deserve better for yourself. Only you can decide if taking an honest inventory of your situation is a worthwhile endeavor. No one will do it for you. This is an essential first step before you embark on making any life-changing decisions. Consider these recommendations. Remove the emotion from the process. I know this is difficult. However, this exercise requires that you be in a sound state of mind to objectively assess your situation. Emotions can cloud your judgment and potentially lead to hasty or unwise choices. Remember, you want to run towards something nurturing and fulfilling, not towards another nightmare. Seek support from your mentors or an executive coach to help you sort through your reality and rationally weigh your options. Embrace the understanding that societal approval is secondary to your mental health, happiness, and personal growth. Your past success is an indicator that you're more than capable of navigating the uncertainty of the unknown and securing your financial stability. It's time you shift the narrative from sticking it out to stepping up. Step up and make the audacious decision to choose yourself. Remember, you are the solution to claiming what's important to you. Thanks for listening today. This is your time. Give yourself permission to reclaim what's important to you and be who you want to be. If you're getting value from this podcast, please subscribe, share it, or write a review. And connect with me on livingwhileleading.com or on LinkedIn. And don't forget to tune in next week.